You're listening to Daily Sales On Demand for CEOs, the podcast for leaders that want to make more, grow faster, and make a bigger impact without working more hours. I'm your host, Ryan Dowdy, former director of sales and college athlete turned entrepreneur. Here's your 20-minute or less dose of sales and leadership training to help you build a high-performing sales team. Let's dive in.
Hello and welcome back to Daily Sales On Demand for CEOs. And today we are going to talk about what priorities your sales team should be focused on. So really excited about this conversation today because we get a lot of questions from businesses of all shapes and sizes of like, okay, what should they be doing all day? Like, what are the priorities? Because let's not kid, right? As business owners, we have a million and one different priorities and there's a million and one different projects that possibly our sales team could be leveraging or be helping us with. So I'm going to break down all of the different activities that kind of fall under the umbrella of social seller. And then it's going to really be up to you and your organization how you prioritize those, right? So first and foremost, one of the most important things that you want your social seller focused on is building a database of qualified leads, okay? Building a database of qualified leads. And the reason that this is so important and the reason that a lot of companies actually miss this is because we're so focused on lead gen, follower count, connections, how many people in our world, how many people in our Facebook group, how many people are following us on Instagram, which is fantastic. And those things are important. But just because every single person who connects with you on Facebook or comes into your group or follows you on Instagram doesn't necessarily mean that they are qualified, that they are a buyer, that they are somebody who can afford or want or need your service. So for us, the most important thing that I really want you focused on is determining, okay, here's this pool of X number of people. How many of these people are actually our people? Because what we wind up doing and what we wind up seeing a lot of salespeople doing is wasting their time in conversation with people who are not your people. And sometimes you have to have a conversation to determine whether or not they are. Sometimes you can identify these people online. But one of the most important activities for your social seller is making sure that we are building a database of qualified leads and that we're not just responding to the people who are talking to us, that we're not just responding or talking to the people who are following us on Instagram, or we're not just responding to the people who are coming into our Facebook group or who are connecting with us on LinkedIn, but that we're ultimately spending our time in conversation with the right people, people who are qualified, they meet the criteria, and through a conversation, we can determine, hey, do they have the problem that we solve? So the number one priority is building this database and being prepared to work this database long term. Sales is a long game, my friends. Yes, of course, we all want to close deals tomorrow. We all want to bring revenue into our business as quickly as possible, but sales is a long game. The numbers, and I've said it a million times here on this podcast, and I'm going to say it a million more, is, you know, the numbers show us that at any given time, only 3% of people are in the market and ready to buy, which means that 97% are not ready. And so every time we bring somebody new into our world, you know, we have a 3% chance that they're going to convert immediately, but ultimately they're probably going to convert over time. And depending on what you sell and who you sell it to, that might be 30 days, 90 days, 6 months, a year, 2 years. You know, everybody's sales cycle is a little bit different. I literally just had a conversation with someone the other day who was sharing with me that he had been in the ecosystem of this coaching program that he's in for 18 months before he made a buying decision. 18 months he was in that ecosystem. He was in conversation. He was watching what was happening, but he had different support at the time. He had different things going on. He had different priorities in his business. But one of the things that his sales rep that enrolled him in that program did was stayed in touch with him, stayed in front of him, continued to talk to him and provide value and focus on building a relationship, and ultimately wound up, you know, becoming a client and ascending from client into a higher level program. But it took 18 months to get that sale. Right? It took 18 months to get that sale. And this is such a missed opportunity in sales and marketing in general, as we're thinking about who's coming into our funnel right now, who has a need right now. But, you know, one of my biggest priorities for my sales team and what we teach inside of the academy is how to have that long-term relationship, how to build that long-term relationship, how to stay in front of someone long-term. So for me, the number one priority of any sales team is to build a qualified list, a list of qualified leads, a database of qualified leads that they are prepared to work long-term to enroll in the program or in your services or to become a client. So to me, the number one priority is, are you building a database of qualified leads that you are prepared to work long-term to enroll in one of your programs? Okay. So that is the number one priority that your sales team, you know, should be focused on. Second thing that they should be focused on is lead generation. Some of you maybe listening are running ads or doing something along those lines to generate leads for your team, which is fantastic. But if you're not, you know, that to me, that is, I've always been in a, what they call a hunter role in sales, literally since I started my sales career back in 2004, I have been a hunter. I've always been responsible for generating my own leads, building my own relationships, booking my own sales conversations, and enrolling them into whatever program or service that I was selling at the time. So for me, one of the biggest priorities is making sure that we as a sales team are generating and bringing new opportunities into the organization. Okay. So we need to be bringing new people in, and then we need to figure out how many of these people belong on our database that we're working full time, you know, long term, or how many of these people may or may not. So there's the database build, and then there's lead generation activity. And again, this can be done a million different ways. This can be done by networking in Facebook groups. This can be done by networking on Instagram, connecting with new people on LinkedIn. Depending on what kind of business you're on, maybe it's in-person networking or local networking. There's a million and one ways to generate leads and build new relationships, you know, the phone, email, whatever works for you. But that is absolutely positively something that you want on your sales team radar, is how are we bringing new people into our ecosystem every single day? And like I said, if you're running ads, game on, that's amazing. But making sure that somebody on your sales team has that skill in case your ads do something crazy or aren't performing for some reason, having somebody who is consistently, even if it's a small number of new people they're bringing in and day out, that way you're continuing to grow that database, you're continuing to grow your lead pool that you can go in and qualify. So number one is building that database of qualified leads. Number two is, you know, really focusing on that lead generation and inviting new people in. Number three is nurturing leads, really being there to build a relationship. What we are so passionate about here at Daily Sales On Demand is about human-to-human connection. It's about relationships. That's why I say sales is a long game. We have to nurture. We have to spend time every single day moving our opportunities forward, moving our relationships forward, really qualifying buyers, spending time in conversation with the people already in our ecosystem and figuring out where are they in the buying cycle, right? So we want to be inviting new people in, but we also need to be making sure that we're continuing to build that relationship with those people who are already in our ecosystem. And again, that can be done by through the DMs. It can be done by social media engagement. It can be done by connect calls, right? Getting on the phone, you know, Zoom to Zoom, face to face. If you're in a space where in-person is your jam, taking them out for a cup of coffee, a handwritten note, right? There's a million and one different ways to really nurture relationships, but that is something that your sales team needs to be working on. What we often see happen in companies is that we have this uneven thing happening where either we're trying to bring in new leads, and we're not focusing on nurturing, or we're nurture, and we're not focusing on bringing new leads in. I would argue that both of those things are important, right? Both of those things are important. We need to be bringing new people in, but we ultimately need to be continuing to move those people through our funnel, because otherwise, you know, it's a waste of time bringing them in if we're just going to, you know, leave them sitting there in a Facebook group or leave them sitting there as an Instagram follower or as a connection somewhere, and we're not really focused on building the relationship. So we want to be building that database of qualified leads. We want to make sure that we're generating new leads every day. We want to make sure that we're spending time every single day moving people through our funnel. I could literally stop there and tell you, like, that's it. Like, if that's not what your team is spending 80% of their time on, they are likely spending time on activities that are not generating revenue. But again, some of you are working in startups, you've got to be scrappy, you've got a lot of different things going on. Sometimes your sales teams are running, wearing multiple hats. I totally get that, right? I love the startup space. This is my second startup that I'm growing. I have been an employee in a startup, and I know that sometimes, you know, we have to shift our priorities. So if it's like, hey, I've got limited time, or maybe you're working with a contractor or somebody who's only working for you part-time, like, that's it, right? We need to be building that database of qualified leads. We need to be generating leads, and we need to be nurturing people and pulling them through and deciding, hey, who belongs on this database and going through. But there are definitely more things that they can be focused on. It's something that we see a lot, because many members of our audience and the people listening leverage the live launch method. Maybe you do livenars or webinars or masterclasses or, you know, some sort of online one-to-many selling conversion event. So a lot of social sellers and sales teams are focused on getting people enrolled in those conversion events. If those conversion events are a large part of your sales strategy, then 110% your salesperson should be spending their time there. And that should be, you know, inside of those launch cycles, making sure that they're spending time there. So that is definitely a priority we see a lot of our sales reps working on, is getting people enrolled in those events. But again, that could be filed under lead generation, get new people into our events, or filed under lead nurturing, getting people who are already in our ecosystem signed up for this conversion event. So that's kind of why I'm putting this underneath lead gen and lead nurturing, is getting people enrolled in conversion events, because yes, of course, it's important. It's 100% what your social seller have been doing, and getting them enrolled in those conversion events is a huge priority for a lot of people. Another activity, depending upon your business, your business plan and your business model, is obviously in getting people into sales calls, right? Booking sales calls, booking connection calls. We call it talk time, spending half of their day talking to people, not just in the DMs, but active talk time. And then again, the reason that this is by no means like the priority that belongs at the bottom of the list, but everybody's business model is different, and everybody's conversion opportunity opportunities are different. So I don't want to make that assumption, but you know, a priority for your sales team should be getting on the phone with prospects. And again, getting on the phone, I'm using air quotes, can be getting somebody on a Zoom call, getting them, you know, in person, getting them on the phone, but really building relationships, either A, to qualify someone, or B, to enroll them in a program. And everybody's business is a little bit different. Our goal is that our sales team is running consultations every single day and enrolling programs in our, enrolling people in our programs every single day, right? That's why we're called Daily Sales On Demand. We want to be creating sales every single day. For us, we sell primarily through a consultation. We also sell one to many as well. So we sell through webinars and launches also. So, you know, again, it depends on where in your cycle, if you're in a launch cycle, if you're out of a launch cycle, really where you want that priority going, which is why I said, you know, everybody's priorities are going to be reordered based on what's going on in your business. If you're in a launch cycle, obviously enrolling people in that conversion event is the priority. If you're outside of launch and you want to be closing sales between launches or between conversion events, then you want them focused on booking sales conversations consistently in the business. That's a huge priority. And honestly, I'll be honest with you, we see a lot of people, they skip this step, right? They just go from conversion event to conversion event to conversion event and never really focus on filling the calendar with sales calls between conversion events. And then what winds up happening is we become dependent on those launches or those conversion events to bring people into our business. We're not enrolling clients every single day. So our goal ultimately, if we're ordering our priorities correctly, are really about making sure that we get people into sales conversations. So our launches are, or our conversion events, our webinars, whatever it is, our speaking engagement is icing on the cake, not that our business is dependent upon that tool. So like I said, the order of the priorities may change based upon your business model and your business strategy. And like I said, they might vary from week to week or month to month, depending on what's going on, right? When you're really focused on filling a conversion event and you want, you're selling one to many for 2 or 3 weeks, that might be the primary, like the priority. Whereas again, right after that, we're moving into something different, right? Which ultimately is booking sales conversations, which is super, super important. So it's very simple. And what I like about this conversation today is that it's not a lot of different things. I didn't give you a priority list of 27 different things that your sales team should be doing. Ultimately, they all fall under the umbrella of talking to people. If your sales team is not spending enough time talking to people, they are not being as effective as they can be. And what I often see happening is that we're putting people in a lot of different priorities and we're sending them in several different directions and we don't have that focus. Again, everybody's business is different, but for us, it's really focusing like, what's the most important thing? Like, what's the most important thing? I don't know. Kelly Roach, my business partner, and I, we both love the book, The One Thing. And you know, the overarching theme of that is, what is the one thing that if we nail this or we can do this, makes everything else easier or unnecessary. So every single day, every single week in your conversation with your salespeople or, you know, in your sales team meetings or your AM and PM meetings with your sales team, you know, what is the priority? What is the priority for today? And for some of you, the priority might be the same every single week. A lot of you don't launch, you don't do conversion events. All your sales team is responsible for doing is booking consultations, booking sales calls. And then that's the number one priority, right? And then it's like, okay, well, do they need to go generate those leads to book those sales calls? Or are you bringing them leads to book those sales calls? And so then it's like, okay, well, then they take lead generation off the list. Their job is to bring these people in, qualify them, determine who belongs on the database, who doesn't, and then ultimately book them into sales calls. So you can take all of these pieces of the puzzle and then stack them together to really determine what are the priorities. And like I said, for some of you that conversion events are your jam, you know, for 3 weeks leading up to a launch or a webinar or whatever you do, their number one priority is get people enrolled in this conversion event. And then the week of the launch, the number one priority is to get people enrolled in the program or in the services. And then as soon as that launch is over, the priorities go back to, okay, we need to be generating leads. We need to be nurturing leads. We need to be booking sales calls. So it really ultimately all falls under that umbrella. Any other priorities, I mean, again, it's your business, but when it comes to, hey, how can I make sure that my salesperson is profitable, that they're contributing to the bottom line, that they're, you know, filling the gap that I hired them to fill, it's by making sure that their time is spent in these activities. Generate leads, nurture leads, book people into conversion events, book people into sales calls, and make sure that we are consistently building a database that we are prepared to work long term. Right? That we are prepared to work long-term. If you use these five things together, if you use these to stack and order every single day and every single week, you absolutely will see an increase in sales inside of your business. Like I said, the reason I wanted to have this conversation is because I find that a lot of people are like, well, I don't know what to do and I don't know where I should be spending my time. And for me, it's talk to people. Your time as a sales rep, or if you're the one who is doing the selling in your business, it is spent talking to people. Your number one priority is to be in conversation with new people, to be in conversation with nurturing and qualifying people, and to get people enrolled in some way, shape, or form, sales call, conversion event, so we can ultimately get them in front of our services and ask them if they want to buy. Anything outside of that is just noise. If you are consistently looking for more sales tips, sales leadership, sales resources, make sure you follow us on Instagram at Social Sellers Academy, and we will see you all next week.
Thank you for listening to the Daily Sales On Demand for CEOs podcast. If you've gotten any value out of this podcast, we'd love if you go to iTunes and leave us a review. Screenshot your review and share it with us on Instagram @Social Sellers Academy. And thanks for listening.